you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wish to congratulate you on taking up this position, and we join others in expressing our appreciation to Cambodia for hosting the 5th Review Conference and aligning Cambodia's strong experience and willingness to share it with others. We would also like to thank you personally, your team, and the ISU for the ongoing preparations and the work that you have already put into the preparations. Austria aligns itself with the statement delivered by the European Union, and we would like to add a few remarks. On the political declaration, we appreciate the work that you have put into the draft. It includes many essential elements and reflects already a strong commitment to fully uphold and further strengthen the norms of the Convention. We fully support the aspirational goal we set ourselves and see this as a building up from previous review conferences in Maputo and Oslo. We would like to see this reflected in the text as well. When we stress the important partnership with all stakeholders, we would like to add the role of survivors and the representatives in the declaration. Austria strongly condemns the use of antipersonal mines anywhere, anytime, and by any actor. We strongly support to reflect such an urgent call on all states to comply with their obligations under international law, and to all states' parties to fully comply with the obligations under the Convention in both documents. More specifically on the action plan, we see it as a guiding document for our work for the next 5 years. For safeguarding strength of the Convention, continuous effective implementation of our obligations and commitments is key. We therefore express appreciation for the priorities by your presidency on universalization, the implementation of Article 5, and victim assistance. This treaty was born out of an unprecedented partnership between states, civil society, and other stakeholders like the ICRC. We welcome the cooperative spirit in which the Convention's obligations are implemented and remain steadfast in our commitments to stakeholder engagement. The role of survivors and their representatives and the inclusion of survivors and affected communities in the work of the Convention and in the development of policies that affect them should therefore be an essential element of the action plan. In this regard, we welcome the first draft and would like to highlight a few additional points that are of particular importance to us. From previous experience, we have seen that the introduction of time-bound objectives can help foster implementation and help the action plan be the working basis for national planning and policy making. In this regard, we would support to see time-bound objectives included wherever feasible and possible, and in particular in actions 13, 17, and 43. On universalization, the Convention has 164 state parties and contains an almost universal norm against the use, development, production, stockpiling, and transfer of antipersonal mines. Austria believes it is crucial to further universalize and strengthen the norms of the Convention and thereby reinforce the integrity of this milestone disarmament treaty. The humanitarian imperative against any use of these indiscriminate weapons applies to all contexts, and we appreciate the attention that has been given both in the political declaration and the action plan on this matter. On Article 5 matters, Austria appreciates the consultations held to discuss how to strengthen extension requests, their extension request process in the review cycle up to now. We face a difficult road dealing with an increased number of extension requests in the next 2 years. To tackle this, we must ensure that states preparing a request have the best tools and support available to them, that it is clear what requests should include, and that the committee is best prepared in order to handle the burden of work. This, we believe, will require continuous dialogue among all stakeholders that can contribute to this objective to ensure that the process is fit for purpose also in the next review cycle. I already mentioned that we support also to include a time-bound objective in Action 17 that national work plans were not yet submitted, should be submitted by the next MSP. Also, mine risk education plans are a key obligation of Article 5 in the Convention and should be one of the priority actions for the protection of the civilian population. These plans should particularly also aim to reach at-risk groups such as refugees, internally displaced persons, and children. A focus on risk education is indispensable for saving lives while land is returned to use, and we would hope to see this reflected in the action plan. And on victim assistance, we would like to add that it is at the core of our convention, and we need to ensure that it follows a holistic approach. Emergency medical services are a very important component in the first part of the victim assistance cycle. We understand from victim assistance experts that more focus should be put again on this and included in the action plan to ensure that we make progress towards effective victim assistance that meets the rights and needs of survivors. Another area that we hear from experts in the field needs more attention is psychological and psychosocial support, and it has already been mentioned by a few of our colleagues before. Therefore, regarding, and I will get to that back later, Action 32, we propose to add an emphasis here. The full, effective, equal, and non-discriminatory participation of survivors and the representative organizations in society is at the center of the convention, and we believe that this important factor should be further put an emphasis on in the action plan as well. Antipersonal mines and cluster munitions are indiscriminate weapons, but still their impact differs. Incorporating gender and diversity considerations is important for our delegation to ensure that all those in need can benefit from victim assistance in accordance with their rights. And we appreciate the focus that has been put in the action plan and would like to support what has been said by our colleagues from the Netherlands on having a similar focus on the women, peace, and security agenda also in the political declaration. Mr. President, the lack of funding is an obstacle for complying with obligations. Especially countries with smaller contamination do not receive adequate assistance for mine action. We must continue to enhance synergies and strive to broaden the donor base. We acknowledge respective actions in the action plan and would suggest that a call in this regard be also included in the political declaration. Austria stands ready to support you in your work and contribute actively to a successful outcome document. And I thank you, Mr. President.